You're listening to Say Something with Yossi Goldi on the Boston Free Radio. Is happening this Friday. We must act fast. If you are to achieve your golden body, in this ascension process. Maybe wondering out there, Yossi, what is ascension? Well, don't fear, caller and listener. Ascension is only the expansion of awareness. This expansion of awareness comes naturally when we process fear as well as debilitating programs and firewalls and other lower vibrations from our lives. Why is it called ascension, you say? Because our overall vibration becomes higher. And we are able to tap into and work within higher dimensions. As we achieve this ascension, you may be asking, do we take our bodies with us? I mean, our body is a key element of functioning. Within our 3D environment. But as we start moving into a higher vibration in our lives, our bodies will follow suit. That is why often foods and chemicals that we absorb our entire life will make us sick for a while. The time it takes for the physical body to adapt to a new vibrational environment. By detoxifying our bodies, it will help and help us in expanding our awareness of the ascension process. I have a special guest who would like to tell you what will happen on December 1st, 2012. Let us speak to her.
And I'm talking to each one of you that will hear this message about this famous date of December of the year 2012,
yes,
that everybody is talking about.
Yes.
I do not really care about this date,
no.
Personally.
Yes.
I care about you.
Thank you.
How do you prepare yourself for this famous date?
Yes.
Based on the Mayan calendar?
Yes.
That is the true question.
Yes, it is.
If you are ready, everything can come towards you, and you welcome it, and it does not throw you off of your balance.
No.
I'm telling you, do not care about this date.
Yes.
You know that it is part of a great plan for this planet, for this universe, for all of the creation.
Yes.
It's part of a magnificent plan. How this plan will unveil to you is very dependent upon yourself. You have this capacity now to prepare yourself to synchronize your energies with these energies of the fifth dimension that are soon to be knocking at your door. I'm telling you, prepare yourself. Be ready. How can you be ready for this famous December 2012 specific date? By welcoming who you are at all levels,
mm-hmm.
by loving yourself at a deep level.
Yes,
stop criticize yourself. Stop judging yourself. Stop comparing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Be yourself. Accept yourself. Love yourself. Why am I asking you this? Because the fifth dimension is a dimension of love. If you do not love yourself, this dimension will not be able to come towards you.
Mm-hmm.
You will not be able to synchronize your energies to this level of love that will soon manifest itself around you, inside you, on all of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
The how and the when and the why should not bother you. What should bother you now is, am I ready?
Are you ready?
Am I ready to trust life? Am
yes.
I ready to love unconditionally
yes.
myself and everybody around me? Love all of the beings around me that belongs to any of the kingdoms, animals, insects, birds, fish.
Oh,
do you love them?
I love the fishes.
That is the key question,
yes.
my children, my beloved and so precious children.
Yes.
Are you ready to live love fully? Trusting yourself, trusting life, trusting
yes.
this new society that you are creating altogether.
Yes.
Only those ones that have sufficient love in their heart will be able to harmonize themselves with the fifth dimension, consciousness.
Yes.
So that is my answer to you. Do not care about 3 months from now, 1 year from now, 10 years from now. Care about how you prepare yourself in the now moment for this gigantic quantum leap
mm-hmm.
that this humanity is about to go through. I wish all of my love will bloom in your heart
mm-hmm.
so that this love will help you to accept yourself as we do accept you, each one of you in our hearts. We of Telos love this humanity at
yes.
a deep level. We love you so much
yes, we
that
do.
We are ready to emerge among you when you will be ready to show you the path of love in your structure, in your dimension, this physical dimension. I'm telling you, What is coming in front of you is so magnificent. It is impossible for you to dream about it. So prepare yourself.
Prepare yourself.
Act with love. Think with love.
Yes.
See with love. Everything based on love from now on. This way your vibrational level will accelerate, will increment, and you will be ready to face this new era, the era of freedom, peace, joy, happiness, the era of love and light on this planet, in this dimension. Blessings.
Thank you. Thank you, Adama. And thank you. And regardless, there will be a lot of love. I am taking calls today. If you have any questions, anticipations, advice, on how to activate your golden body for this final ascension, or you just want to feel the golden love energy vibrate through the radio waves of the phone or the internet of the web, you can call me. I have the fifth dimensional operator standing by to take your call. The number is 617-454-4237. And if you do not have phone, you can email me or send me waves inside my mind. I can be very telepathic at times. We have a lot to cover today. We have to act fast. I know there's a lot of questions. I just got an email from Michael Jordan, and he says, what will happen to those that do not ascend? And what will I experience during the ascension process? And what can I expect life to be like on the fifth dimension? Those are very good questions, Michael Jordan. I believe I have the answers that you would like to hear.
What will happen to those that do not ascend?
Yes.
Firstly, it should be understood that those that do not ascend are not being punished in any way. Every soul on earth had a choice, and some chose not to ascend at this time. In reality, it is mainly because they are younger souls that do not have the experience yet to raise their vibration.
Very interesting.
The majority of these souls also live in a fear-based mentality, and as such, will create their own end time scenario. So I am not trying to sugarcoat anything, nor fearmonger. The fact is that they will experience tidal waves, earthquakes, and firestorms. They will experience the full brunt of earth changes accompanied with loss and tragedy. But as I said, this is not a punishment. This is what they have chosen, and it is also what they need to experience for their own growth. These people will die, but it will not be like the traditional death where they leave their earthly body and return to the spirit plane. Instead, they will die on earth and simply wake up in a hospital bed in a large hospital-type building.
Yes, on the fifth dimension.
This building, and there are many other like it, exists right now on another third-dimensional planet within our galaxy. This planet is similar to Earth, but a little smaller, cooler, and much less life. The planet mainly consists of rolling hills with sweeping grassy plains.
Oh, yes.
There is one smallish ocean that only harbors very primitive life. On the surface, there are only very simple insect-type creatures and a few small mammal-type animals. In fact, it is what the Earth was like about 500 million years ago, before really advanced life took off.
Yes.
In a very personalized way. So what I mean by this is, if you were sitting right next to your best friend and you both ascended at the same time, you would not be aware of each other, nor would you see each other. After it was all over, you and your friend would be able to swap stories about your experience, and they would be completely different. Your ascension will occur prior to any fatal earth changes or events. So let's look at the ascension process step by step.
Yes, let's do
that. The first thing you'll notice is a raising in your vibration. This will be experienced as a tingling or buzzing sensation.
I always feel
your body
that.
Will begin to feel weightless, starting at your feet and rapidly moving up. You will feel an intense, but not painful, buzzing in your crown chakra, and by now you will have lost all sensation in your lower limbs. You will also experience strong butterflies in your tummy sort of feeling.
Yes.
Now, man-made objects like plastic, bricks, walls, electrical appliances, and even non-natural fibers will begin to slowly vibrate or have a washed out look to them, a wobbly appearance like they were underwater. Mm-hmm. These objects will begin to disappear, and a cloudy haze will begin to envelop your surroundings. As the haze gets thicker, more things around you will begin to disappear. The haze seems like it's being lit by an external light source, but you will not be able to determine the direction of the light source. This is actually the veil between dimensions. You will have an experience of moving upward, however, you'll have no sense of direction. Suddenly, the haze begins to dissipate and your eyes can refocus. You will notice intense color of every description, including colors that are not visible in the third dimension. By now, you will notice that your body no longer has any weight. Yes, your body is still there and will still feel physical to you, but your body has been transformed into a light body. A light body never gets sick, never ages, never needs food, water, or sleep. In fact, any requirements of the physical body are no longer necessary, including feeling hot or cold. Just like in the movie The Matrix, when Neo is inside the computer program, you will project your residual self-image. In other words, you will look like how you view yourself as looking in your best way. Further to this, you can look like anything or anyone you want to look like.
That's amazing.
Most people, they project themselves as a fit and trim 30-something-year-old. But of course, there are exceptions to this. Some people want to experience being in a child's body again, and others want to appear as a graceful elderly person. The point is, you have free will, and whatever you think, you create. I have two...
That is amazing. It is like we will be in a new computer game. You must ask yourself, in this new computer simulated world, are you going to take the red pill or the blue pill? I don't know which pill I would take. I would probably take the golden pill.
It is now time to be introduced to your new teachers. That's right, every single person will have two teachers, a male and a female. Just like on the third dimensional planet, your teachers will be Pleiadians. So, for the next equivalent of 2 years, they will be your full-time companions, teaching you everything you need to know about living in the fifth dimension, along with any other questions you have about the past and a little bit about the future.
It'll be like
we'll probably come to see them more as loving parent figures.
Yeah.
But don't worry, you'll still see your other friends and family members that have also ascended. In fact, at some point, there will be a massive welcome to the fifth dimension party, where everyone who has ever ascended will be in attendance. So just imagine a party where you can eat, drink, and be merry and never get tired, bored, or even feel bloated. The finest musicians are playing, the greatest talents performing, and some of the best conversations this side of the Andromeda Galaxy.
That is going to be amazing. I am going to start to get the flyers now for the party that we are going to be having on the fifth dimension. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. Let us talk to another friend of mine. She's very, she's called the Star Seed Lightworker. And she wants to talk to us about light body activation. Let us see what she has to say today.
Light body activation.
Yes.
You are divine. You are immortal. Your physical body is your vessel.
Yes.
Do not be attached to it, but love it unconditionally. It is beautiful. Your temple is complete. Your light body is your body. You are one body of light.
Yes.
There is no separation between your light body and your physical body. You have been asleep to the higher vibrations of your true self.
Yes.
But now you are awakening. No longer are you ignorant or believing it to be above you. Or you are not evolved enough to be in your light body. All you need to do is acknowledge that you are it already.
Yes.
I am light body.
I am light body.
You have forgotten and lowered your frequency for divine expression
on
the earth plane, so that you may fully know what it is to be in a physical form and experiencing matter.
Yes.
At this level, it is easy to forget and be firmly anchored in the material experience. You choose this mission as only by being in a physical body could you marry spirit and matter. You are not separate from your light body. It is just operating at a higher frequency than what you may be aware of. This is your true form, the energy of light and sound that is the expression of the divine energy. Your light body stores the electrical ions that connect all your subatomic particles and
I think she has ascended.
Light body activation.
Body.
You are divine. You are immortal.
Yes. She has ascended. Thank you, Star Seed Lightworker, for sharing this beautiful information about us being our golden light body. For all of you out there, you just have to believe and say the magic word, I am, and have achieved my golden light body. Are you ready for the ascension? You can call me at 617-454-4237. Activating light bodies are waiting for you. And I am happy to announce that I will be having a party on the fifth dimension. I will probably have it December 22nd, 2012, after we have all ascended. There will be refreshments. There will be music. And we will all be golden together. I will definitely have a golden fountain for you to take some golden showers. And it will be amazing. Very amazing. So, please, come and join our party on the fifth dimension when you can. Let us talk to a professional about how to activate your light body and prepare for this 2012 shift. Hopefully, my operators can get him on the line. Let me see.
Who is eligible for the light body?
Yes.
Everyone is eligible for the light body.
Thank you.
But then...
Yes.
Those who are most eligible are those who vibrate with this teaching.
Yes, and that is
those
all of you.
Who are still attached to this body, the senses and the pleasures of the world, and are somewhat not prepared for transcending the limitations of the body, will certainly won't resonate with these teachings. Those
yes.
whose souls are ready will immediately feel like that they are hearing the thing that is rings a bell within their own heart. Yes, I am ready for this light body.
Yes. The bell tolls for
so
you.
So it's a matter of the soul's preparedness that decides who is going to get the light body.
Yes. Yeah.
Certainly it's not for everyone.
No, it's not. No.
It is not a sales speech to get people into the course.
No.
It is certainly for only those, regardless of where they are, it's a matter of the soul, the soul's preparedness that decides the search and attainment of the light body. How long will it take to get the light body? If you ask Paul in Corinthians, he says, in the wink of an eye, the body will turn into light.
Yes.
That's how long does it take?
That's now.
Yes, Paul himself did not get the light body. But then he saw the possibility.
Yeah.
Why didn't he get the light body? Because it was not the time.
No.
So when is the time to get the light body?
Now is the time.
The right time. The right time is now.
Yes.
Why is it the right time? Because it is the time that the earth is aligned to the heavens.
Yes.
The Pleiades is the earth and the sun are coming in line with one another.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Are you ready for the final ascension? Call me now. I have a caller. They must be ready. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello? Can you hear me?
I can just barely hear you, Yancy.
Are you ready for the final ascension?
That's Little Gator.
Yes, how is now?
Well, I'm sitting here with my bunker in Los Angeles with Jim the Frog.
Oh, with the...
And we're just waiting for the apocalypse this week.
Yes. Yes.
You didn't recognize my voice. I'm the actress Carol Channing.
Oh, yes. Could you hold the phone? I have another call I would like to add to the conference. Hello, well, caller? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, callers.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Have we all called at the same time?
Yes, you must...
That's very interesting.
Yes, you must not be ready for the final ascension.
Hi, this is Carol Channing, and I'm here with Kermit the Frog.
I've been listening to many stories on the news about this final day of life that we might all be sharing in.
Yes.
No, a day of bliss. I love it.
And so I was listening to people recount their fears, and one thing that I realized is that even though they are confident that the world will be coming to a fiery end on Friday, they are still stocking up on food supplies, water.
We have plenty of jam here in my bunker. Jam tomorrow, jam yesterday, but never ever jam today.
This is a serious epidemic because those that are not ready to ascend, whose soul is not prepared, they will stay behind. And
hate to interrupt you, but it really sounds like you've already ascended because I cannot understand your voice. Your voice sounds so far.
I have the same problem too.
So far
I can't
away.
Hear Yossi very well.
So Yossi sounds like he's already in between this life and the next. Wouldn't you agree, caller?
Yes.
I would.
Yes.
You sound more feminine than usual, Yossi.
Yes.
Very beginning.
We are resorting...
Here we are.
...to our feminine selves.
Is this...
What do you think, Kermit?
I think that sounds great. I am talking a little bit closer to the phone. Can you hear me now?
Oh, there you are, yes.
Yes, I am.
I totally can hear you now. Your voice sounds very pleasant.
Yes.
How worried are you, Yossi?
I am not worried at all. I am not worried at all. Because those of us who are ready will ascend, and those of us who aren't ready will definitely, as some would say, feel the wrath, and that is why they're stocking up on food and jellies and jams, because they know...
I just wonder how helpful it's going to be in a bunker when the end comes.
Well, whatever it takes to make you realize that you are a light body and to ascend to the fifth dimension.
Do you think that we will be
there,
like angels storming the pearly gates?
No, caller.
Little angels storming the gates to sit by the right hand of the Lord?
No, caller. We are going to our original planet where we came from in the fifth dimension. I am actually... Yes, I would like to extend my invitation to a party that I will be throwing on the 22nd. A welcome to the fifth dimension ascension party. And it will
be
great.
Will there be music?
Yes.
And should I bring anything?
I have nachos and plenty of jam.
Yes. You can... You do not have to bring anything. Anything and everything you need will be there. Your bodies will not get tired. This party is going to last a lifetime.
Oh,
it will be epic.
It sounds like a great opportunity to to hook it up one last time.
Yes, well, it won't be your last time. It will be your first and beyond time. You might want to throw a party here on Earth for the last time.
Oh.
That's when you can bring your nachos and your cheese and your jams and jelly. But I will provide you with everything in the fifth dimension. Never fear.
I'll let the caller take that one.
Yes, you are colors. And you
I'll let the other caller take that one, because I'll let the other caller respond to what you just said, Yossi.
Yes, caller.
So I have much savvier coupon clipping.
Yes.
I've been a coupon clipper my whole life, and I just don't think it matters anymore now that the end is coming.
No, it does not.
What good did it do? I didn't save on anything. I just should have bought it full price, right?
Yes, it's true. Life. If you have the resources, or if you don't, go out there and, you know, party to your life's content.
I guess this weekend it's going to be buy one, get one dead.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Buy one, get one dead. How else could he respond to it?
Yes,
that was a pretty flat joke. And I've had some bad writers in my career.
Yes, that was a really bad joke, I must say. I've never heard a bad joke before.
How about this one? Two for the price of dead.
It's terrible. That's just terrible. That's worse than the jokes that I heard on my holiday tour this weekend.
Yes, brother.
Listen, though, you know, I'm an old-timer, and I've had a long, storied career in Hollywood musicals, and I just have to say that, you know, it's time.
Yes, it is.
No, it's time for me, and therefore, I think I can easily say that it's time for everyone.
Yes, it's time for all of us. The time is now. You do not have to wait for the final reception date.
You said you weren't in television, sir. Is that true? Was that true?
Me?
Well, maybe you'll understand it, sir. How old are you?
Who are you talking to, Yossi or me?
You.
No. Well, first of all, I'm Gerald Channing. I'm not a sir.
Well, either which way, how old are you?
I'm going to be 97 next month.
Oh, well, in that case, you'll understand this. After 96, having worked in television, after 96 years, Carol, we're canceling your series. So long.
And you know what? It's been on for too long, I gotta say. I'm just ready for the end. I'm here in my bunker with Kermit the Frog, and it's just gonna be me and him all the way till
we could begin this cancellation by having you just hang the phone up. How's that?
Oh no, I'm enjoying this phone call much too much.
Yes, no need to be negative. You will not be able to ascend. Yes, you need to share the love in your heart.
Since we're already blending into a single light body, you better be nice to me.
Yes, and that is the key for achieving this light body, this golden light body. You must have love in your heart and get rid of all your fears and negativity in order to go to my party in the fifth dimension.
Yossi, you're a pretty musical person from what I understand. Isn't that right?
Yes, I am. I have many songs and recordings.
Oh, what would
Thank you.
What would be
your theme song to the end of the world show, if I may ask?
Well, brother, you'll just have to come and show up to hear it.
I think I can answer that, Yossi. It would be clang, clang, clang with the trolley. Ding, ding, ding with the bell.
Yes. That would be the song clang, I play clang, for clang, you.
You're too old to sing. You're a dusty old hag.
Kyler, this man is not an old hag.
Dang, dang, dang. Dang, dang, dang. That bitch is old.
Kyler,
that's terrible. You can't say that on the radio.
Kyler, I suggest that you prepare yourself for the final apocalypse, because that kind of negativity will not get you into the final ascension. I am going to put you on hold for a second, callers.
Can we talk amongst ourselves?
Hold on, hold on. I have a caller.
Yucky. I can't wait to hear another perspective.
Hello, caller.
Bonjour, merci.
Hello.
Bonjour.
Hello, Gustav.
It's Gustav.
Hello, Gustav.
Hello, hello, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Gustav. I have some crazy callers on hold right now. And
I cannot call you, I cannot talk to them?
No, I can only have three ways and not four.
No, what if I call on this Skype or something?
Yes, try calling on the Skype and maybe you can talk to them as well. Please.
Okay, I will try. I need to talk to you.
Yes, it's been too long, Gustav. And I have to make sure we're there and you're at my party at the Fifth Dimension.
I know, I'm very scared of this thing, so I need to talk. Okay, I will call back.
Yes, please, Gustav, please. I call you soon.
Okay, promise.
Bye-bye. Hello, callers? Hello? Hello?
I'm still here. I'm still here. If that's what the end of the world's going to be like, it's pretty damn scary.
Yes, hold on. I got another caller coming in. Everybody is ready for the final ascension. Hold on a second. Hello, caller? Hello? Hello, callers? Can you hear me?
I'm still here.
Hold on, let me...
Bonjour. Merci.
Hello? There is... I'm trying to get all these conference calls.
This is Michael Stipe, and I'm just calling all the radio and television shows that I can just to say that you best not be using my song, It's the End of the World as You Know It. Please.
Yes, I would not do that. I do not.
Okay.
Do not know.
All right.
This is the Michael Stipe from the REM.
Yes, this is Michael Stipe from the area.
Oh, Michael,
yes.
Incredible, you're calling. I know
Hello?
Hello, hello. I was on hold for a second there.
Michael Stipe.
Oh, Michael, I want to say, even though you're calling for being asshole right now, I think your stuff is incredible, and the whole predictive power of the end of the world, and you knew it, it's incredible.
Oh, good, good, yes. You know, everybody was playing that song when the year 2000 came around and we didn't get a dime. So, you know, I'm just putting my eggs in a basket or whatever that phrase is. And, you know, I want to make sure we're getting paid and laid, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
What's this? How is it possible that you're an American band but you have a British accent? How is this possible? Is it the end of
you know,
the
like every bloody American that gets to a certain point in their fame, you develop a British accent.
Oh, I see.
The fastest, easiest way to sound pretentious.
Ah, very good. Very good.
Yes, Michael, I would like to extend my invitation to my fifth dimensional party, The Final Ascension, happening December 22nd on the fifth dimensional planet.
Is there a name for the planet, may I ask, Cassie?
I do not know specifics of the technicalities, but...
Not Vienus?
It may be Vienus or Uranus, I do not know.
I think on the Vienus, it's a fifth dimension, huh?
Yes.
If the naming rights are still available, I think that REM would be interested in having the planet named after them.
So I'll have my lawyers be in touch with you, Yossi.
I think if he can buy a rocket ship for the other people to visit, then REM can have the rights. I am no lawyer, Yossi, but don't give away the rights for like nothing, just because he might go step as for the cause.
They'll be reasonable.
Okay, as long as he keeps it reasonable, this is good. Competitive rights is very important in capitalism.
And merchandising, I'm sorry, but we have to keep that. You know, that's the
Yossi, be careful with this, because, you know, yes. Lucas Scott gave away all the rights for the Star Wars movies to keep the toys and shit, yes, and now he is, like, super, super rich because of this. So you don't want to give away the Mayanus, like, doll franchise. I see a lot of future here. Yes. I mean, I know I'm just extrapolating, I don't know, but, you know, you can't give this stuff away.
No. It won't be anything like that, you know, we just want to make sure that when people are ascending to the planet REM and playing It's the End of the World, as you know, it's that, you know, we're taken care of.
Yes, yes.
No, I guess so.
So are you, Michael, are you planning on staying on Earth and reaping in the benefits, or...
Honestly, I think that the whole thing is a big pile of rubbish, as we say, back on the island. I just don't think it's going to happen. You know, I lived through Y2K and MP3 and NRG, and, you know, they all came and went. And I think this is going to be another thing that comes and goes, as they say in the music industry.
Yes, yes, definitely. Definitely like your career.
So, with all the hype building up and the world nonsense, you know, we just have to take care of ourselves. And by that, I mean REM.
Yes.
Has to take care of themselves.
Yes. Do you, Michael, can I ask you a question?
Yes, please, but mate, go ahead.
This is Gustav, by the way. I am very afraid of the end of the world. For I do not know, I do not understand what it will be like after. Like, if your soul goes into the golden light, like Yossi says, and you have, and this thing, you have to be prepared and all this. Afterwards, after like this December on Saturday or Sunday, do you imagine your soul like blending with the other members of your band and being like on the music circuit in like the fifth dimension, or how is this going to work? Or you be like a merged souls and only one person will be REM, like the Michael Stipe conglomerate?
That's a very good question, Gustav.
What happens with bands?
That's
like
a very
the
good question.
Yes, yes.
We know, I have no reason not to doubt Yossi, so I think, you know, when the end comes, yes, we are going to all ascend as light bodies. And
yes.
I do hope that there's a certain bit of our individuality that we get to retain, you know, that bit of the soul
people
have been struggling with. But
definitely.
If not, that's cool too. If we all blend in with each other and become like one entity or many multiple entities, you know, that's cool too. I'm open for anything.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
It's the next phase of life.
But see, like, okay, you blend together, but do, like, the men and the women, you not blend? Or do they blend and, like, you keep the lumps? Or you get rid of lumps?
No,
and
everybody...
Is everyone, like, flattened or no?
Everybody will be projected like an avatar on the fifth dimension. We will be blended, but we won't, you know, we won't be in our own light bodies. Blending in the party, mingling together.
Well, will it be something like, you know, I assume you are a Photoshop user, just because everybody is these days. You know, is it something like where everybody is part of one file and, you know, everybody is in an individual layer? Or is it something where all the layers are flattened?
Yes, I definitely compare it to something like The Matrix. You know, you just have to decide on Friday if you're going to take the red pill or the blue pill. And you're going to be, you know, you're going to be like, what's his name in The Matrix? Like Neo.
Neo, yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, we're gonna be in our avatar bodies. We don't feel hunger. We don't feel tiredness anymore. All we feel is love. And
will there be like movies to watch and stuff? Like the DVDs on the
anything you want is there.
Or is the only movie to watch The Matrix?
Maybe this is a good movie, you know.
Yes,
but
I
still say, like, the guy, the Neo, he was also Jedi in Star Wars, and if he's only going to be the Neo, where do they have Jedi in the afterlife, you know? Because they're cool, you know.
Just, but there will be no need for this, because to obtain your light body, you just have to accept yourself and invite the love into your golden heart. There will be no reason to be a Jedi. There'll be no fears. There'll be no wars or angers. That is just the game we decided to play here in the third dimensional world.
No, that's good. Yeah, see, you know, I had to make some more rounds, calling some more radio and TV shows to protect my song. But
yes,
I was wondering, before I go, can you explain to me the walk-in closet cat? Because I just don't get it.
I'm really sorry that you brought that up and that you do not get it. I can't talk to you anymore. You have just upset me.
Yeah, I think I
I'm
I
very offended.
Well, and I think you just went so far off topic, Mr. Yes, Stipes.
No, it's somewhat related because I kind of want to grasp this concept before the end is truly coming. You know, I just don't understand the walking closet caps.
Yes, I think you better just take your comment off the air.
Well, is it a cat that's in a walking closet?
Well,
yes.
Look at it this way. I think I can talk to Michael.
Yes,
you cannot
please.
Speak his language. So
I got
imagine,
way too upset.
Michael, that the closet and the cats are different layers, like in the Photoshop. And so in the afterlife, you will like merge together. You will merge down onto the cats, the closet, and yourself. So a being of light, it will be like a giant light merge. I think this is so. That is what you're looking for, the answers, no?
No. I've got to say something good. But
you ever do a Google search,
I really
search,
thought
Michael?
I had that because I used the Photoshop metaphor.
Just use it, do a Google
directly.
Search. You know, it's very popular right now, the walk-in closet cats. If you don't know what it is, you know, please do the research. Walk-in closet cats.blogspot.com.
All right, well, you know, I've been there quite a few times, and all right, I was hoping while I had you on the phone, I'd get an explanation, but I understand your reluctance. All right, well, have a good end of the world.
Yes, good
and,
luck with your ascension process. Good luck with that.
All right. Got some calls to make. Cheerio.
It's been a pleasure.
Yes.
Parenthesis, sort of, and parenthesis.
Yes, definitely, Gustav.
You know what I'm talking about, Yati. You know where
believe.
I'm at here. I'm like freaking out that I'm going to end like my existence as a Frenchman. Is coming to an end, and this guy is worrying about the music. You know, come on. I'm sure there'll be some kind of coinage or money that we'll need in like the afterlife.
We don't need anything. There's none of that. We have to abandon all of that. That's the whole point.
I have a hard time with this, Yassi. It drives me crazy to think that, you know, you're saying all we'll have is love and everyone will be filled with love for everybody else, but you know, I'm a Frenchman, and, you know, we are the race of love, the Frenchmen. And so we cannot just say, okay, now everybody will be full of love. Because, you know, we kind of, you know, to be honest, we pride ourselves on being like the lovemakers, you know, of the world. And, you know, people are learning from us, and we are like a teacher. So, you know, after this, what are we? We're like everyone else. We're like the Prussians. You're saying, like, oh, French are now just like Prussians. You think that is good for me?
Yes,
Gustav, it drives me crazy.
Well, maybe you can be one of the teachers and teach love on the fifth dimension.
But there won't be need. You say, like, automatically there'll be love, like, through our light
You see, there's already teachers up there. There's already people on the fifth dimension, and they're preparing for our ascensions. And when we get there, we will have a male and female teacher to show us around and tell us what like it is. You see that? Because, you know, you're going to be on this new planet, and you're going to have new feelings that you've never felt before, and, you know, maybe...
Is it like an oxygen-nitrogen atmosphere, or how does this work?
You actually, it's a liquid gold mist that you breathe in.
And somehow you no longer have the lungs, you have like the golden receptacle thingies in your chest to like take in the mist.
You're just energy. You don't even have lungs anymore. You have your avatar. You can be anything you want to be. Look any way you want. If you want to look like an old man, go ahead. If you want to be in your robust 30-something-year-old body, you can be that. If you want to be a baby, Gustave, you can be a baby.
This is like the movie when What Dreams May Come with Patch Adams.
I had never saw that movie.
Have you ever seen this?
No,
it had
no.
Patch Adams, and he was seeing like people who could do anything they want, become anything they want.
Exactly.
Your body
do not get tired. You cannot die. You're just light energy, liquid light.
What happened to the colors? Because I thought it was very interesting, that perspective.
Yes, unfortunately, I can only have three colors at a time.
I wish they would call back, because I had some questions for this one who sounded like a clown. And then the one with the terrible jokes. You know, I thought the jokes were like middle-level bad, not middle-level, you know, middle-level bad. I think he was given a hard time, because... I think, you know, it's the end of the world, and, you know, we have to come to terms with that. Bad jokes and good jokes will be full of love soon, and like
I projected, I could feel Michael Stipe sticking his nose into business that shouldn't be stuck into, and I just got carried away.
Yeah, you see, you are like a perfect being to me, but I think that maybe this is the one place where your love can blossom when you visit my anus and you're on the planet with the rest of us, and Michael Stipe's energy ball is in front of you there, that on my anus you will have suddenly like this feeling of love for him.
Yes, yes.
Or like, wait, or if he says his way, you know, the planet REM, you know, if he does get the naming right.
Yes. But, yeah, I hold no grudges, you know. I just want love. Golden love.
So then we will all be blazing this. Next time I talk to you,
yes.
So these prison walls that separate us, because you probably wondered, I've been in this other cell, this other part of the prison for so long now, I have not seen you in person.
We are going to be having the final freedom.
The final freedom, yes.
Yes.
And we will be together, or at least like, okay, so how do I find you? So like on Sunday, we're all light bulbs on my anus, and so like, how do I go and find you? Like, do I go and ask little blob here, hello, you are blob, but are you the Yassi blob?
No, then
I go ask another, or what?
We will know, Gustav. Our energies will pop us together and bind us.
But
you'll be at my party anyway, Gustav. So.
Oh yes, is that on the Mayanas?
Yes, it will be on the 22nd.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
But we already will be ascended into light blobs by then, right?
Yes, we will. I'm having it the day after.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
So is there like an address that I can like? Put into my iPhone to find it, or what?
You won't be having your iPhone around.
Like, will all be upgraded to the iPhone 5 or something?
Yes.
Like, is it automatic? You like?
It's automatic.
With stuff.
It's automatic.
That's sweet. That's pretty good. Okay. Yeah. See, I was in terror before talking to you, but now that I know, like, all my gadgets will be upgraded automatically, like on Sunday with no cost or maybe low cost or some kind of discounted list.
This is very exciting.
Yes,
and I think that like everybody will have a golden case, like the cool cases you can get. You know, it's very exciting that like, oh, yours is gold, or yours is gold too. So it'll be like an icebreaker. So everyone will have like something to talk about right off the start at your party. It's going to be a great party, I think.
It is. It is, Gustav. And now we must go.
Oh.
I love you. And see you with the other hand.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.